Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, here's the reality, in my opinion. I have a tough time believing Daniel Jones is going to play 17 games this year.
Yeah.
He hasn't. That's number one. Number two, I think Daniel Jones has already proven to us he's not very good. Now, is he going to lose his job based on play by week five or week six? I don't know if that's going to happen with him, because I also wonder the motivation on at what point would you even go to a veteran quarterback like Tyrod Taylor. But I think it's easier for me to say, Zach, not because I'm a Jet fan. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact I think we know the answer on Daniel Jones. Like, I already know the answers to the question.
Mm-hmm.
With Zach, I don't know the answers to the question.
No.
And the one thing I'm very steadfast on, because I heard Tiki say this earlier today, and I love Tiki, but I couldn't disagree with him more, is the idea that we could go into next year not knowing if Zach's the guy. If we go into next year knowing Zach's not the guy, or not, we don't know if he's the guy,
the answer's not there yet.
Then he's not the guy.
I agree.
We're going to know. And quite frankly, we're going to know by week nine. Barring injuries, of course, by week nine, they ended against the Buffalo Bills, then they go into a bye. We are going to sit here on November 13th or November 12th, whatever that date is, and Craig and I will be unified. We won't even argue. Mm-hmm. We are both going to know if Zach Wilson's the quarterback. And so because there's uncertainty with him, and yes, he's got more weapons this year, no question about it. He's got a running game.
Yeah.
He's got tight ends. He's got two of them, potentially three of them.
Yeah.
There's a chance that Zach answers the question with a yes. Daniel Jones already gave us the answer. The answer is no. Am I wrong?
No, I agree with you. I mean, if the question is just straight up who could have better numbers, I think it's a tough question to answer. I think LaFleur really kind of flourished the second half of the year. That offense really started to take hold, you know, with the Mike White era and moving up to the booth, whatever. It just started to get better second year of the offense with Wilson. I think he's got a bunch of weapons. You mentioned tight end. I don't know who the Giants. Tight end is a non-position.
Well, Ricky Shields-Jones got hurt. He was supposed to be number one on the depth chart.
So I think there's some weapons. Both wide receiving cores can be good, you know. But the second year with this offense for Jones, the running game, for Wilson, I could see Wilson should have the better year. But if you're going to tell me after this year who I have more confidence in, it better be Wilson. Because I don't think there is any more confidence in Daniel Jones. That I completely agree with you. They're done. He's done. I don't understand how it could go any further with Daniel Jones. We've seen it. We've answered the question. And I don't want to hear, but you know, Phil Simms coming out of Moorhead State.
Different world.
Took 5-6 years.
Different world.
Parcells hated him. He benched him for, you know, it's a completely different world.
It's a different world.
These questions have to be answered year two. And the idea, and this is what I said to Joe Shane, the idea that it's year four for Daniel Jones and we're still in the, well, if you give him this,
nah,
you give him
he's
that
not the
phase,
guy.
He's not the guy. He's not the guy. So it better be Wilson.
I also look at it this way now, and I don't think I ever would have said this, but now I've seen enough over the last two decades where I really feel strongly about this, and that is, if Zach Wilson isn't the guy, like if we're sitting here late in this season and we're like, he's not the guy, then I want to get rid of him next year. I don't want to waste my time anymore. I'm 39. How old are you again? 38?
38, yes.
I don't know how many more years we're going to be on this planet. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so sick and tired. And this is what I do actually feel bad for with Giant fans, because I've experienced this.
Right.
I don't want to waste seasons with quarterbacks who I know is not the answer.
Yeah.
Because it's a terrible feeling. Now, we talked about this briefly yesterday.
Yeah.
You should still root for them to win every single game and hope we're all wrong. And Daniel Jones shockingly wins the Super Bowl. Of course, as a fan, that's what you're going to root for. But I think the reason why I'm as excited for this season as I've been in a long time, Not to say I haven't been excited over seasons. I had a guy calling me out on Twitter saying, you were pumped up for Sam Darnold. I'm always pumped up for a season.
Of course.
Always. I'm saying I'm more pumped up today than I've been since 2012. But I don't think any of us want to sit here through a, we already know the outcome of the movie, but we're going to watch it anyway.
Right.
And so I hope Craig and I don't have to have this discussion in December, but I'm telling you right now, if we know Zach's not the answer by the end of this season, get rid of him. I don't want to waste time anymore. I'm done.
I don't know how you go about doing that, though.
What do you mean you don't know how you go about doing it?
I mean,
you don't
unless...
know? You trade his ass. You trade for a veteran quarterback. You draft another young quarterback. Look, I don't want to get into it now because he could still be the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
My point is, look around the league over the last 15 years, okay?
Yeah.
Recent time period.
Right.
Find me the guy who, after two bad years in the NFL,
right,
found his way as a franchise quarterback.
Well, Alan...
No.
He wasn't bad in year two. He wasn't terrible.
What was he in year two?
He wasn't as good as he was in year three. That was the jump year.
That's not the point, though.
I understand that, but that's the year he really made the jump. There was still some speculation on Allen year two.
Hold on. Year two for Josh Allen. And Jet fans, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to imagine this happens with Zach Wilson. Okay? I want you to imagine. You're a good football fan.
I'm gonna close my eyes.
You're not as unbiased against the Jets as you are with the Mets. You're very good with the Jets.
I'm good with the Mets are unbelievably talented.
I'm kidding.
Good Lord.
Year two for Josh Allen. He started all 16 games. The Buffalo Bills finished with a record of 10-6.
Okay.
Josh Allen, from his rookie season, went from 10 touchdown passes to 20 touchdown passes.
Okay.
He went from 12 picks to 9 picks. That was in year number two.
All right, 20-9? You're going to tell me that's a super? You didn't know. And he was still inaccurate, and the legs were still the best part of his game.
Well, hold on a second. He went from a 4-5 win season, essentially, where he threw more picks than touchdowns, Zach Wilson, in year one, to a 29 season in which they won 10 games and made the playoffs, and you're telling me, oh, I'm not sure? If Zach Wilson does that, that's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
It's not the perfect answer, but I'm telling you, year three was really the jump year for him.
No, it wasn't year two. The year three was the jump into superstardom. Year two is the jump into
he's our guy.
He's a good quarterback.
I don't know if I felt that way after year
there's
two.
I get what you're saying.
You think the Buffalo Bills fans said we have a quarterback after year two?
They're missing my point. Maybe I'm not articulating it well. My apologies. There was enough of a jump from year one to two to say that's my guy.
Okay. Maybe I missed your point on the Zach Wilson because that's what you're looking for.
I need a significant jump.
Significant jump.
I need exactly what Josh Allen did. I'm telling you right now, that's the jump.
Okay.
Because Josh Allen's rookie season numbers compared to Zach Wilson's rookie season numbers, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean I think Zach Wilson is Josh Allen.
Right, I get you.
My point is, Josh Allen did not have a good rookie season when he played.
Right.
But in year two, he made enough of a jump where you're like, oh, okay. And then, yes, year three, he became a superstar.
Yeah.
But in year two, he became very good.
Did Daniel Jones do that? No, Daniel Jones regressed every single year.
Okay. So you knew the answer after year two. You knew the answer. And again, name the quarterback.
I like the year three. I'm kind of in that three-year lane where I'm giving a guy 3 years, not four.
But in year two, you need to see significant progress.
And we haven't seen any of it. That's true.
But
he took a step back in year two. But then you got also the incompetence of the coaches and stuff. It's a little different.
You're just making excuses, though.
But I'm with you on the final outcome is Daniel Jones hasn't shown enough, and it's too late now.
Look, it doesn't mean, and let me clarify it this way, because you're right in terms of Zach Wilson doesn't need to be the superstar in year two.
Right.
I am not saying that. He needs to make the kind of progress that Josh Allen made from year one to year two when he went from throwing 10 touchdowns to 12 picks to 20 touchdowns and 9 picks. And, oh, by the way, they were a winning football team that made the postseason.
I know. Well, I'm just giving you the guy because if you look at it, honestly, a lot of these quarterbacks, it doesn't even take year two. I mean, you knew Burrow right away. You knew Herbert right away.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you don't even need year two. So I'm trying to think of the one guy who struggled in year one. Josh Allen. That's why I gave you Josh Allen.
I
just think that the year two was okay. You're right. There was improvement, no doubt. And you were gonna. He earned year three without question.
But you would agree.
But I'm just saying, if year two was a little bit better than year three, if that year three jump wasn't the year three jump, after year three he throws 25 and 25 touchdowns and 7 picks,
right?
And they win 10 games, like. I guess you're thinking he's the guy, but he's not Josh Allen.
But you would agree if Zach Wilson gives you the jump that Josh Allen gave you in year two.
Oh, it's enough for year three.
We'd all be very happy.
No. Not all. There's going to be a co-host here on Thursday and Friday.
No, that's
who
not
I'm
true.
Not sure he would be very happy with the quarterback situation.
I'll ask him, but okay. I guarantee he would be.
Very happy?
Based on the two things
like
I gave
you. Like, you have the guy?
I
Because you just said before, now we're kind of parsing words, very happy. You said you need to know if he's the guy, and if you don't know he's the guy, then he's not the guy.
Right.
Is that year of Josh Allen enough to say, okay, he's the guy?
I think it's enough to say he really has a chance to be that guy. I All know right,
we'll
he's
see.
Good now.
Well, now you're backing off the I have to know.
Well,
you're willing to say he's seen enough where I'm intrigued and it's trending in that direction.
I think there needs to be enough progress in year two, significant progress,
mm-hmm.
where you're encouraged enough to think this isn't the finished product, but this guy's a lot better than what I saw in his first season.
Okay.
And I think a lot of times around here, whether it's Sam Darnold, whether it's Daniel Jones,
right.
we almost just close our eyes and say, well, let's just see it this year. Oh, let's just see it this year. Like, you need to see big, significant signs early on
yeah.
that guy can make the jump. And we never saw it from Daniel Jones.
No, I agree.
And that's not me projecting to everybody saying, I know Zach's the guy. I don't know if Zach's the guy.
Right.
I wish Sam Darnold was the guy. I wish Mark Sanchez was the guy. So I don't know if he's going to be the guy, but there certainly needs to be considerable progress.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.